Hi guys, just want to do a quick video for you comparing a couple of speed lights, or three speed lights that we've got here, just to go over some of the differences. Now these speed lights are, they're not all mine, a couple of them are. This one actually belongs to a friend of mine, Mark, a Nutifoto co-host, and that's my 430EX2. So on the left here we have a Jungnu YN460, eBay special, cheap speed light, about £30. There are other makes that they do, or models that they do, should I say, which are a little bit more expensive, some maybe even cheaper now, so it'd be worth looking around. We've got in the middle here a Canon 430EX, which is the first generation 430 speed light from Canon. Okay, no longer made, but they are available used on the used market for around about £140. And this little modification here has been done by its owner, Mark, to be able to plug a PC sync port in to wire it to wireless triggers, or otherwise, so we can trigger it. And the 430EX2 here, which is on the right, is not really available used. I've not seen many of them sold used, to be honest, and usually they're new and they're around £200, so quite expensive. Speed lights generally manufacturer branded, Canon, Nikon, probably the same with Pentax, Sony as well. They tend to be quite expensive, certainly from new. Too expensive if you ask me, but there you go. So we're just going to cover a couple of the differences. One thing to note as well, I've got them on three wireless triggers here, so I can fire them all at the same time a little bit later on. Now the YN460, cheap as chips, will get you going. If you're just wanting to try out some strobist stuff and you're not too sure whether you're going to really enjoy doing it, then possibly a good investment to do to get you going is get one of those light standard wireless triggers. You'll probably get yourself a kit together for less than £100. A 430, that's £140 straight away. Around £200 for a 430EX2. So obviously you're looking for more to put a kit together with those. Depends on your budget, depends what you want to do with them. But with the YN460 as well, it's fully manual. If I'm going to turn this on, you're going to hear it whine as it powers up. So it's a manual flash. It doesn't do ETTL or ITTL if you're shooting Nikon. So it's just totally manual, changing the power levels there. Manual, and these two S modes here on this are optical slaves, so it will fire when it sees another flash fire. For example, your pop-up flash on your camera if you wanted to trigger it that way. There are two different optical slave modes to deal with pre-flashes in certain different brands of cameras there. Now, fairly basic construction. It looks very similar to any other speed light that you see. I'll just drop this down a bit lower so you can see the head of it there. Not too bad. They're not the toughest things in the world. If you drop them, they will break. My 430EX2 has been pretty tough so far. Dropped from 13-foot light stands a couple of times, so I don't think it's going to survive doing that too often, but so far it has. The YN460 has a wide panel that you can pull out to make it a little bit wider of a spread of light. Because generally the spread of light is 35mm only on this one. And that's where we have an advantage. I'm just going to turn that off to stop the beep annoying you. The advantage with the 430 or the 430EX2 is the heads on these can actually be zoomed. They can all be tilted up, angled and articulated that way. But on a 430EX we can actually, and the EX2, sorry, we can actually zoom the head to wide. 24mm, 28, 35, 50, 70, 80 and 105, giving a more focused beam of light. Now another advantage of using a 430EX or an EX2 is it's more powerful. About one stop more powerful, or stop and a third, than a YN460. So if I'm shooting a picture and I'm getting f5.6 out of this at full power, I can get f8, one stop more, a bit more depth of field out of one of these. I would have to double these up and have two of these to get a similar kind of exposure. So, advantage, more power, and more flexible zoom head as well. Now, also, both of these Canon flashes will work with the Canon ETTL system if you want to fire them wirelessly with a Canon 600D, 60D and 7D, an ST-E2 Commander, or a 550, 580 or 580 EX2 speed light that can work as a master. That's a very expensive way to go, by the way, but it will work to fire these things. So you don't necessarily have to have wireless triggers, although inevitably you probably will end up having those because Canon's wireless system just like Nikon's, has a line of sight issue. It needs to be able to see the speed light or the light that's firing. So what we'll have a look at is the recycle times. So I'll turn this one on. You'll hear it power up. Now they've all got wireless triggers, obviously. They've all got rechargeable batteries in. Mine's got Sanyo Eneloops, and these two, the YN460 has Eneloops, and yours, 7-day shop?
Yeah, rechargeables.
Yep, 7-day shop rechargeables. Slightly different output, they're 2000 milliamps, the Eneloops, and that's 2900. Now, the 430EX2, generally recycles faster than the first generation 430 if you're just using normal batteries or equal equivalent batteries. It's not a massive difference, and they just made it a little bit quicker. But we'll see which one actually recycles first. Now, I can't actually stand... Oh, can I stand all these up? Let's see. So we'll stand him up there. Let's hope that they don't fall over. Okay, they're all on full power. Okay, I'll just turn the screen lights on these two guys. They're all on full power, and away we go. Boom. So we've got 430EX2 first, 430EX, and then the YN. Not a massive difference. I mean, this has got good batteries in it. And we'll go again. Boom. Now, one thing I noticed is, on the 460, the YN460, then it came back on pretty much straight away. And the reason for that is, it's not that it's quicker at recycling, it's sometimes inconsistent on output, because that didn't dump full power on its capacitors then. So we'll go again. EX2, EX, and then the YN. Now, I've got two of these things, and my other one of the YN460s is about another second or two behind the recycle of that, no matter what batteries you put in it. It's just slower in general. So when you're lighting backgrounds with two lights, it's a bit of a pain in the backside when you've got one that's a bit slower. So again, that's a budget flash. You get what you pay for, and it's just one thing to bear in mind. Now, one thing that I want to point out with the difference between the 430 and the EX2 is on the 430 here, the first generation one, we have one stop increments on power, so we can go full, half, quarter power, all the way down to 1/64. On the 430EX2, we have 1/3 stop adjustments in between the full stops, so you've got a little bit more fine tuning. To be honest with you, that little difference in the specification and the slightly faster recycle time isn't worth the extra cost of going out and buying, spending £200 on a new one. If you're just starting out, I would get yourself a used 430EX first. Again, if you really want to do it budget, a young new YN460 or something similar will get you going. But bear in mind, these things for me, they've been a little bit inconsistent. They've done the turn, they've lit backgrounds, but I've got two that recycle different speeds. They're a little inconsistent on output, as you just saw, because there's no way that dumped full power and beat these two on the recycle time. Not a chance. So it's not dumped full power on that pop. Again, you get what you pay for. So this has just been a quick comparison on three speed lights, and remember, check your budgets and think what you want to do with regards to all this stuff and invest wisely. So thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you guys soon.